Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Politicians are scared of openly cutting promised Social Security benefits, even though the federal government's unfunded liabilities for that program and Medicare as of its September 2016 financial statements come to $115 trillion. But do you realize there have already been 4 partial defaults on promised Social Security benefits? First, beginning in 1984, the government began to raise the age at which taxpayers could collect full retirement benefits. It used to be age 65, but for most people, it is now 67. Second, Social Security benefits used to be exempt from federal income tax. Also in 1984, the federal government began subjecting part of these benefits to income taxes, which has the net effect of reducing benefits. Third, in the 1990s, the Bureau of Labor Statistics modified its methodology of calculating the change in the Consumer Price Index. This was done explicitly to report lower increases in this index so that it would reduce the Social Security benefit cost of living adjustments. Fourth, almost a year ago, the government revised how benefits could be calculated. Previously, a person could receive benefits using the higher of either their own earnings record or those of past or present spouses. The change last year eliminated drawing on the earnings of living past or present spouses who are not themselves drawing Social Security benefits. This resulted in lower benefits than were previously promised. With the looming financial catastrophe of unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare payments, I anticipate further reductions in Social Security benefits in the next few years. What kinds of cuts? Expect an income limitation where people earning above a threshold amount will see benefits reduced or canceled. Also look for another jump in the age to receive full benefits and for a greater percentage of Social Security payments to be subject to federal income taxes. Finally, do you think the federal government is really going to keep its hands off the $23 trillion of assets in individual retirement accounts? When you plan for retirement, especially if you are younger than 50, don't count on receiving your currently promised Social Security benefits. That's it for this time. Come back tomorrow for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.